Good morning. Today is March 9, 2026, and this is your Monex USA Daily Market Update. The dollar is trading in favorable ranges against most of its group of 10 peers this morning as the war in Iran enters its 10th day. The ongoing conflict is continuing to send shockwaves through global energy markets, with major implications for oil supply and pricing. Over the weekend, Saudi Arabia announced it will join Iraq, Kuwait, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates in reducing oil and gas production. The move comes in response to export bottlenecks tied to what officials have described as the ambiguous closure of the Strait of Hormuz, a critical shipping lane for global energy flows. As a result, oil futures have surged past $100 a barrel, reaching their highest level in nearly 4 years. The U.S. dollar is benefiting from this rise in energy prices, largely because the United States remains the world's largest oil producer. Higher oil prices can improve the country's trade dynamics and strengthen demand for the dollar in the near term. However, the rapid increase in prices also raises concerns about a potential inflationary shock. In response, Group of Seven countries are reportedly discussing the possibility of a coordinated release of petroleum reserves in an effort to stabilize markets and cap the surge in energy costs. Turning to Europe, the euro is trading lower against the dollar this morning as traders begin to factor in the likelihood of a prolonged conflict in the Middle East. European energy prices have climbed sharply over the past 2 weeks, and historically, spikes in energy costs tend to weigh on the region's trade balance. When energy import bills rise, the euro often comes under pressure, and we're seeing that dynamic play out again today. At the same time, markets are adjusting expectations for European central bank policy. Traders are increasingly betting that the ECB could raise interest rates twice this year, rather than the single hike that swap markets were pricing in as recently as Friday. Those expectations suggest that investors are growing more concerned about the dual risk of rising inflation and slowing economic growth across the eurozone. Finally, let's look at Canada. The Canadian dollar is trading higher against the US dollar this morning as global energy supply constraints increase demand for Canadian oil exports. The price spread between Western Canada Select and West Texas Intermediate has narrowed, which is improving Canada's terms of trade and providing additional support for the loonie. With higher oil prices and strong demand for North American energy, the Canadian dollar is finding some strength in the current market environment. That's it for today's market update. Be sure to tune back in next time to stay up to date with the market moves that impact your business bottom line. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.